Nation.
Let's check the news of the mornings. First, here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A passenger plane and an Army Black Hawk collide in midair near the nation's capital.
It was a CRJ and a helicopter that hit, I would say, maybe a half mile off the approach.
Air traffic control as an American Eagle flight from Wichita, Kansas, with 64 people on board on its final descent into Reagan National, crashed into a military chopper carrying three soldiers. Both aircraft plunged into the water. A law enforcement source tells CBS News 30 bodies have now been recovered. Correspondent Nicole Skanga is at the airport.
Law enforcement sources we've been speaking to on the scene saying that debris, in addition to some of those human remains, have been washing up alongside the Potomac River.
Washington, D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly.
It's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river.
They have recovered one of the plane's black boxes. Senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The regional jet was a few hundred feet off the ground. It was very close to touching down at DCA. It was in the final steps of its final approach when this collision happened. It is possible, depending upon where the two aircraft struck, that the pilots of the airplane never even saw the helicopter coming.
Among the passengers on the plane, skaters returning from a U.S. figure skating training camp in Wichita after the 2025 championships. American Airlines CEO Robert Isom.
This is a difficult day for all of us at American Airlines, and our efforts now are focused entirely on the needs of our passengers, crew members, partners, first responders, along with their families and loved ones.
In Israel today, Agam Berger's parents watching on TV as their daughter was set free, along with another female Israeli soldier and an 80-year-old man in northern Gaza. The release was delayed by chaos as a crowd of Palestinians jeered the hostages as they were turned over to the Red Cross. The exchange with Hamas includes freedom for 110 Palestinian prisoners in Israel. President Trump's controversial nominee to head national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, begins confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill today. She's expected to face tough questions about her meetings with deposed Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad in 2017. Florida Republican Rick Scott.
I've met with her, and I think she'll do a good job. I think she's somebody that served our country, and she'll do the best that she can to make sure the president has the right information.
NASDAQ futures up 129, S&P futures ahead 22. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Walworth County man is dead after a Racine County crash yesterday afternoon. It happened near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in the town of Norway. At this point, it's believed the victim was unfamiliar with the area and pulled out in front of an eastbound utility truck. Despite the efforts of first responders, the 32-year-old man died at the scene. The 28-year-old truck driver is from Racine. He's said to be fully cooperating with investigators. It's a 10:30 start time this morning for an important Kenosha community discussion about money. The Kenosha Unified School District is hosting a community town hall this morning at the Unified Building on 52nd Street. It's to discuss the upcoming February 18th referendum. If you can't make it, the meeting will be live streamed on Kenosha Unified's YouTube channel. Unified voters can submit questions about the district's request for an extra $23 million. Racine Unified is expected to hold similar sessions as they look for more money in an April referendum. There's a name change for a downtown Racine event. What was known as the Racine Harbor Market will now be known as the Racine Haymarket. It's a nod to what the Monument Square area used to be long ago. The original harbor name came from Kenosha, where their harbor market was set up next to the harbor. When the Haymarket returns this summer, they'll need some vendors. The Downtown Racine Corporation is looking for people to showcase their wares on the 7 Thursday night events. There's more about how to get involved on the DRC website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent seven-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won four in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, you know, we had three or four possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks. So some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an eight-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s. It's 24 right now.
I live right here in New York City. The building I live in charged me $50 a month because I have a cat. They said, we need to see a picture of the cat. You think I'm lying about having a cat? Because you know how hard it would be for me to go online and find a picture of a cat. It's fun being a new cat owner, it is. Get to buy our stuff. I was on Amazon looking at cat treats. Found a brand of cat treat. There's a bunch of reviews next to it. Saw there was a one-star review. I was like, ooh. I got to read a one-star review of a cat treat. This was the entire review. My cat didn't like this. Guys, at his keyboard, I'm going to keep this lean and mean. My cat didn't like this. Boom, the end. I could just see that guy at home. Hey, Pockets, come here. Got some new treats for you to try. What do you think? Oh, you don't like them? Oh, don't worry. Daddy will bankrupt the company.
Leslie Gore, It's My Party. And of course, there was a sequel to that song. It's Judy's Turn to Cry. It was like the continuation of It's My Party. They usually have that often. All right, a convenience store chain in Kentucky received attention for putting red buttons in their bathrooms. Now, this is a convenience store, like a 7-Eleven type store. It activates disco balls and music, turning the restrooms into secret dance clubs. Yeah, just what I want when I'm using the restroom at a convenience store. A disco ball and lights flashing in there to bring attention to me being in the bathroom. Yeah, just what I want. It's CCR time. Here's Bad Moon Rising at WRJN. Bad Moon Rising, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, 712 WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 53 degrees, clear 23 degrees right now at Radio Park as the sun rises beautifully this morning right over Lake Michigan. Well, this is the week we're giving away the Herman's Hermits and Association tickets on WRJN. Listen today and tomorrow morning at 10:45. Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Herman's Hermits lead singer Peter New. Now, remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 o'clock, Kurt Vollman will ask you to recall and tell him what the main point of the interview is about. If you're the first person to recall it, you win the tickets. Herman's Hermits with the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And today we got a bonus for you. Two people will win today. We're just feeling like that today. We just have that feel-good vibe in our bodies. So two people going to win today. Be listening at 10:45 to Dan Marcus for that interview. Then after 2 o'clock to win with Kurt Vollman right here, WRJN. Here come the Rascals.
On a Sunday afternoon. Crowded.
And Groovin' here, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Do you remember, think back to when you had sleepovers? Remember those? You slept over your friend's house when you were a kid. Sleepovers, soon to become a thing of the past, replaced by something called sleep-unders or late-overs. The idea is that parents may pick up their kids and bring them back home to sleep because they feel like it's better and probably safer for the kids to sleep in their own beds. Sleep-unders. What happened here? I used to love going over to my friend's house. Tell you a quick story. So one day, I'm over at my friend's house, and I don't know what. I was about 8 years old. What do I know? And the pillowcase, it was a hot house. There was no air conditioning, and I was sweating all over the pillowcase, and it was all wet. I snuck home in the middle of the night, grabbed the pillowcase out of our closet, went back into their house. They didn't lock the doors or anything. Got back into their house, changed the pillowcase, and took theirs. It was a white pillowcase, so they couldn't tell. I didn't want a sweaty pillowcase. So I did that in the middle of the night when I was about 8 years old. Next time I talk to my friend Johnny, and I speak to him every once in a while, I got to tell him that story. I don't know if he'll believe it or not. It's 717, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Telling you now, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The forecast calling for sunshine today. It looks like a high near 53 degrees. I checked it. That's the truth. Cloudy chance of rain tonight, lows 36. Rain early on tomorrow, then becoming sunny with a high near 39. Checking the weekend, cloudy, highs near 36. Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 48 on Sunday. It's still clear. It's 23 degrees here at Radio Park. It's 722. And, you know, we're all probably on our phones way too much. And while some of us use our smartphones worry-free, most of us don't. So here are four phone habits that could be signs of anxiety. Dooms scrolling. Yeah, that's when you constantly search for disturbing news, even though news doesn't make you feel any better. Avoiding people by using your cell phone. The inability to put your phone down. And this is my problem right here. Number four, panic. When your phone isn't working. I don't know why. Most of my life, I didn't have a cell phone. All of a sudden, I can't live without one. How'd that happen? 7:23, local news, timeless hits with Carl Carlton, Everlasting Love. Coming up, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story right here.
Hearts go astray. We'll be right back.
and everlasting love. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. It says here the U.S. government released a report saying it would not be able to defend itself, or anyone else for that matter, against aliens. Well, that should make us all sleep the sleep of angels at night, huh? Here's Paul Harvey now at WRJN.
The rest of the story. Once upon a time, the Greek people rose up against their government. And with the success of their revolution came the inevitable emigration. Among those who fled was a mother and father and their year-old son. A small ship was waiting in the harbor to take them and others away. The infant was carried aboard the vessel in an orange crate. Dad eventually wandered off on his own. He died a penniless, pathetic shell of a man. Mother, a deaf mute, returned alone to Athens after a while. She later took the vows of her church and died a nun. So now we have this son, the infant in the orange crate, passed from relative to relative. So he grew up a rather awkward, self-conscious boy, never feeling that he quite belonged anywhere. All of his life he'd carried the vivid memories, the scenes of his youth. He would recall sleeping on sacks of grain in the cargo hold of a barge. He would remember being the only child in school with no raincoat and how he carefully saved his money to buy one. At least the various relations with whom he stayed seemed eager for him to be educated. By the age of 7, he was in boarding school. But then along came an uncle who decided to take complete charge of the boy. One easily imagines their first meeting, the strong-willed uncle and the shy, self-conscious young boy, the boy with no home, nor even a real last name to call his own. With arched eyebrow, uncle determined that the lad had no discipline. The prescription for this apparent shortcoming was a sentence to a Spartan school in the backwoods. It would make a man of the boy, uncle declared. Indeed, there was an emphasis on physical labor, with comparatively little attention to book learning, but the young man did his best. And his uncle was pleased. The uncle by then had become the father the boy had never really known. Understandably, he would adopt his uncle's last name. And yet, to a degree and for some while, the young man would lack self-confidence. In later years, he described himself as one of the ignorant bums who never went to a university. And the memories live on of that little boy without home or homeland, of the family instability and the financial insecurity, of the self-consciousness and the uncertainty. Yet despite all of this, the story has a happy ending. Because one day a princess came along. A princess kissed the timid frog and turned him into a tall, handsome, self-confident prince. Hard knock life is behind him now. The wanderer has a safe, warm home. The world soon forgot about the Grecian-born waif carried aboard ship in an orange crate. But you know well the man that boy became. For 5 decades, you have admired the dashing, refined Philip Mountbatten. That's right, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, husband of England's queen. Only now you know the rest of the story.
And we've got another rest of the story today at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. Paul Harvey will be back. Now, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's 7:30 exactly. Let's check news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Microsoft purchase price is now known. The tech company is spending $3.3 billion in Racine County for a data center campus on the former Foxconn site. State records released this week show Microsoft paid about $34 million for a chunk of land near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's a 240-acre site with plans to develop a new data center there, consisting of 4 buildings. The tech company says the investment is separate from its ongoing Mount Pleasant project. A week after the death of a woman at his hospital, the CEO of a Waukegan facility is criticizing the coroner. At a press conference yesterday, Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel defended the hospital's actions and criticized Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock. He's not happy with her handling of the investigation. Chelsea Adolphus went to the hospital last Tuesday for treatment. Thursday night, she was found locked out on the roof and later died due to the cold. The CEO says hospital staff followed protocol when Adolphus went missing. The coroner in Lake County is a former Vista employee, with Vista officials looking to have her taken off the investigation. A neighbor that looked out for another neighbor and likely saved a life was honored this week. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office presented the Sheriff's Award to the Zosky family for their quick thinking that saved a neighbor's life. They called police after noticing the neighbor's vehicle had not moved for days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to reach out for help. The sheriff's office is praising the family for their outstanding community spirit and neighborly actions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Every farmer listening knows the definition of sustainability changes by the individual. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And it's that very concept that's got Grande Cheese allowing producers to direct what sustainability means to them. Dr. Paul Repnicki is a veterinarian and director of sustainability at Grande Cheese. This week during a carbon credit conference in Madison, he talked about their philosophy on sustainability and why they follow farmers.
We understand that our producers are the experts in the environmental space. I mean, dairy farmers are the ultimate environmentalists, from being good land stewards to caring for their animals to efficient use of byproducts and incorporating byproduct feed. So our position is we entrust that our farmers are going to come up with the innovative solutions, right? So we support farmer-led initiatives in this space, recognizing the expertise of our farmers to bring to us the innovation and the technologies rather than a top-down approach by us prescribing specific production practices.
Dr. Paul Repnicki, he's a veterinarian and director of sustainability with Grande Cheese. He says right now Grande Cheese is not formally involved in any programs, instead watching farmers develop their own. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning are not developing. Lots of red ink on the board. Numbers are next.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged at 186.5. 40-pound block cheese, that gained 4 to 193. Double-A butter was down 4, 246 a pound. This morning, the Class 3 milk that goes into cheese for February, up a nickel right now at 2039. March is up 8 at 2010. December new crop corn's down a penny at 465. November new crop beans are down 4 at 1059. July new crop wheat down a penny at 586. Just a quick market snapshot. I'm PM Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s. Current temp is 30.
What's the Indians' new mascot? Does anybody know? Guardians. The Guardians. Cleveland Guardians? Y'all know what a guardian is? A guy that says, be home by 10 p.m. and you go, shut up, you're not my real dad. Who are y'all playing? The Cincinnati Stepdads? Who are y'all playing? The Guardians, nobody's scared of that. You know what I'm saying? No, if you ever watch baseball, you ever watch baseball that hit a home run, there's no one in the stadium. There's no one in there because no one cares about baseball. I'm saying, spice it up, you know? The Rangers, no one's scared of the Rangers. You know what a Ranger is? The guy says, when you're done camping, throw away your trash. That's a... You're not scared of it. I'm just saying spice up the names. You know what I'm saying? If you were watching a baseball game tomorrow and you're like, tonight's rubber match is the Miami Cubans versus the Texas Border Patrol agents. Don't tell me you wouldn't watch the Virginia Vegans play the St. Louis Slaughterhouse employees.
King song, the Chiffons, One Fine Day, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How many station wagons do you see on the road? Have you seen a station wagon lately, like in the last few years? Well, National Lampoon's Vacation gets credit for killing off the station wagon. After that movie came out, sales plummeted, and the minivan almost immediately became the most popular family car. If you remember in the movie, Chevy Chase orders a station wagon for his trip across the country, and he gets the family truckster. And if you remember, Eugene Levy was the salesman at the car dealership, and he says, you think you hate it now? What do you drive it? I can't believe that killed. I had a station wagon. I had a couple of station wagons. And my wife and I had one up until a couple of years ago, and we wanted to get another one, and you couldn't. I don't think they make them anymore, station wagons. I mean, you can get the Kia, which, you know, this looks like a station wagon almost, but it's not. You know, when we traded in the station wagon, it was a 1999 station wagon, and we got rid of it. We never knew there was a third seat in there. When the salesman was looking it over when we traded it in, he lifted it up, and there was the tag from the factory telling you how to work that third seat. And it was a used car when she bought it, so nobody ever looked to see there was actually a third bench seat in the back of the station wagon. All right. 7:40, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. With the DC 5, Dick Clark 5, over and over.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. We'll be right back.
sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Over and over, day 5, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, this is the week we're giving away the Herman's Hermits and Association tickets on WRJN. Listen today and tomorrow at about 10:45 in the morning. Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Herman's Hermits lead singer Peter Noon. Remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 p.m., Kurt Bowman will ask you to call in and tell him what the main point of the interview is about. So take notes. Get a pen and paper ready. If you're first to recall what the interview was about and you call in, you win the tickets. Herman's Hermits with the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And today only, we're picking two winners. That's right, two. So if you're the first and second caller to recall what the interview is about, you'll each win a pair of tickets today only from WRJN. It's 7:42. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 53 degrees. It's sunny and 28 at Radio Park now.
No, no.
Nobody but me. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I must have misspoke. I said nobody makes station wagons anymore, and we got a text saying Mercedes-Benz makes them. That's going to be an expensive station wagon. You know, you don't want the kids, you'll have to put them in a spacesuit. Nobody puts their feet up anywhere in that car if you get a Mercedes-Benz. But yeah, okay, so Mercedes-Benz makes a station wagon. That's good to know. And we got another text while I was checking them out. My name is Joe. I'm listening in Florida. Hey, Joe. Our temperature is going to be 53 degrees today. What's your temperature going to be? All right. Make new friends out in Florida. 7:45 at WRJN. Hey, do you go to a gym? Do you behave rudely in the gym? Well, let's find out. Here are some rude things people are doing in fitness classes at the gym. First of all, arriving late kind of ruins the flow of the whole place. Saving spots for your late friends, hogging the water station, keeping your phone on, and monopolizing the instructor's time. See, I never do any of that stuff. You know why? Because I don't go. because I can't be trusted. 746 at WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife. Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Chin. And I like the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. I like it, I like it. I like the words you say and all the things you do. And I like the way you straighten my tie. And I like the way you're winking your eye. And I know I like you. You know I like you.
Local news, timeless hits with Jerry and the Pacemakers, and I like it. You know, they made a movie Yeah, right after the Beatles came out with A Hard Day's Night and the Dave Clark Five came out with Having a Wild Weekend, Jerry and the Pacemakers made a movie called Ferry Across the Mersey. Now, you can't find it anywhere. It was made by United Artists, the same people that made the Dave Clark Five movie and the Beatles A Hard Day's Night. But for some reason, you can't find it anywhere. I would just like to see it, to see what went on back when. 1964, 65. I think it was 65, Jerry and the Pacemakers. Freddie and the Dreamers made a movie, too. Herman's Hermits made two movies. Hold On and Mrs. Brown, You Got a Lovely Daughter. So they were all making movies back then. Some were better than others. But I'd like to see that Ferry Across the Mersey movie. Hey, can you remember birthdays? Yeah, without Facebook, by the way. A 73-year-old man in Montana estimates he knows around 3,000 birthdays by heart. And he doesn't refer to people in town by their birthdays rather than by their names. But still, could you imagine remembering 3,000 different birthdays? Now, I had to check the other day to make sure my sister-in-law's birthday was coming up in August and not February. I can't even remember theirs. It's 7:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here come the Beatles. Please me, from me to you, the Beatles, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. In a poll, 69% of people said they've tried to stay friends with an ex. The most popular reasons were, well, they were friends before they dated romantically. They didn't want to lose the friendship. They wanted to be friends with benefits. They have kids together, and they're in the same friends group. My wife made sure that I never had contact with an ex. I didn't want to, but just in case I ever changed my mind, she made sure I wouldn't. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Keep me from getting to you.
Gay, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Local news, Tampa hits WRJN. I was looking at this article here about 1965. The cost of living, median income, yearly income for families was just under $7,000 a year. The minimum wage, $1.25. The median cost of a new home back then, $20,000. Postage stamp, a nickel. Wow. Bacon was 69 cents a pound. Butter, 69 cents a pound. Eggs, are they $8 now for 12? They were 53 cents a dozen back then. To go to the movies, $1. That's what it cost back in 1965. Here's Domino. Here's Van Morrison. Local news, timeless hits, only at WRJN. Van Morrison, Domino, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRGN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All feared dead after an American Eagle passenger jet and a military helicopter crashed near Washington, D.C. last night, and both aircraft.